it's Remy. Today is Wednesday, May 20th. Quarantiners, have you ever heard of what's called a good problem? I know it sounds weird. How can a problem be good, right? There's a word for that, isn't there, Alex?
It's called an oxymoron, when two words with opposite ideas are joined to create an effect, like seriously funny or jumbo shrimp.
Right, so here's my good problem. When we set up the Remy's Life email box, I thought I'd get, like, a few emails a day from listeners. I mean, it's just little me in my house talking to you. How many people could possibly want to reach out or ask for shoutouts or just hi? Turns out, the answer is a ton. Alex helps me go through them all when the producers share them with me each week. Alex, how many would you say we've been getting?
A ton.
I just said that. I mean, like, in numbers.
Oh, well, it's safe to say hundreds and hundreds a week.
Hundreds and hundreds a week. And that is one of the most amazing things to ever happen to me, quarantiners. Because every one of you who writes in tells me how much you love the show, how much you love 6 Minutes, and how you've been quarantined in your house, too. You tell me the things you've been missing, how you have a best friend like Fiona that you can't hang out with, and how my show has helped make this quarantine a little bit better. During one of the loneliest times of my life, I've suddenly found thousands of new friends all over the world, like Azaria and Olive from New Zealand, Lola and Alice from Australia, Benji and Josie in Singapore, Mia in Argentina, and Emerson Newman from South Africa. So that's the good, and it's very good. The problem is that it's no longer possible for me to give a shout out on the podcast to everyone who writes in. I'll still have some in every episode, so please keep writing to remyslifepodcast@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. I want you all to know how grateful I am, and my family and the producers feel the same way. We'll keep reading them all and responding to as many as we can. And we're going to find a way to do different kinds of shoutouts. And sorry I can't say the name of every single one of my listeners. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. It's way more good than a problem. Okay, happy birthday to Liliana S. and to Gavin from Windsor, South Carolina, and everyone else celebrating in quarantine. Now, as long as we're talking about good problems, you probably remember that on yesterday's show, I got my recorder back from the other side of the gate. Whoever took it erased my recordings and left one of their own.
We're assuming that whoever was Gabriel Augustine, aka Rem's Uncle Gabriel, but I guess we'll find out.
Time to listen to the recording.
Hello, Remy and Alex.
It's Xander.
Xander here, and in case you were wondering, yes, I was in your house.
It was him.
I'm sorry if I scared anyone, but it had to be done. Uncle Gabriel and my mom, they needed information. See, they're trying to stop something bad from happening on both sides of the gate.
Something bad?
I'm not the expert. I'm just trying to help. Your gate, our gate, is not the only one. There have been others. Mom believes that there are reports of this one going all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
The coin.
These gates, sometimes people use them for nefarious purposes.
What does nefarious mean?
It means bad. Shh.
Remy, I know you and my sister have a connection. I get it. And Alex, listening to these recordings, it's cool to hear how you looked out for your sister and how you helped Remy along the way. But Uncle Gabriel thinks it's time for this to stop before someone gets hurt. It was one thing when you found it, but to let the world hear it, too many people know about the gate. People from your world who would use it to hurt mine, or vice versa. Uncle Gabriel thinks the gate might close soon. There are ways to keep it open, but you and Rem, you need to let it close. Okay. Alex, I left something else for you in the basement freezer. Since you did such a good job with the box, I'm asking you not to open it until tomorrow. Okay, that's all. I don't have a sign-off or anything, so I'll just say I'm Xander, and this is...
Were we wrong, Alex?
About what?
about everything. I mean, Gabriel Augustine, Rem's mom, are they the good guys? And what does that make us?
I'm gonna need to think about this one.
That's a good plan. Until next time, I'm Remy, and this is my life, Interrupted.